Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, AFBF, convention continued with a packed agenda highlighting leadership, policy priorities, and grassroots engagement across ag. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall challenging farmers and ranchers to embrace servant leadership during his keynote address, urging members to engage directly with consumers, lawmakers, and the administration to explain how modern ag produces a safe, reliable food supply. Duvall emphasized that leadership often requires sacrifice, but remains essential to strengthening ag's future. A rare four-corner panel featuring leaders of both House and Senate Ag Committees underscored bipartisan agreement on several priorities. Lawmakers stressed the urgency of passing a new five-year farm bill, expanding domestic and international markets, securing a stable ag workforce, and maintaining strong grassroots advocacy. U.S. pork exports strengthened in October, posting their largest monthly total since March and signaling renewed momentum for global demand. That's according to USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork shipments reaching over 264,000 metric tons, a 5% year-over-year increase with export value up 7%. $762.1 million. Now, Mexico led that advance, delivering record large shipments and anchoring gains across Central America, Canada, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines. Additional records also set in Honduras and Guatemala. Beef exports showing improvement. October shipments totaling 93,000 metric tons. It was down 11% year over year, but the strongest volume since June and sharply higher than September. So USDA out with reports on Monday, starting with the U.S. production report for corn, a big surprise for the trade. USDA said 17 billion bushels. The average trade estimate was 16.5. was even higher than the highest estimate, which was 16.7. As far as yield, many thought that USDA would pull the yield back from the 186 they've been at. The average trade guess 184, but no, USDA added to the yield, 186.5 on corn, and with a harvested area of 91.3 million acres, every number from USDA exceeding the trade. For soybeans, 4.262 billion bushels after a 53 bushel per acre yield. That was right in line with their previous estimate. And the harvested area at 80.4 million acres. For cotton, 13.97 million bales on 7.8 million acres last year. The yield, 856 pounds per acre, a decrease of 30 pounds per acre year over year. And sorghum, 6 million acres, yield at 72.6 bushels per acre, up 11.3 year over year. Brings a total production of 437 million bushels. It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
As of December 1st, total stocks are estimated at 13.3 billion bushels. That is up 10% from the same time last year and the highest December 1 stocks level on record.
He's the acting chief of USDA's crops branch for the National Ag Statistics Service, Anthony Perlman.
On-farm stocks are up 13.5% from the previous December and also represents a record high level, while all-farm stocks are up 3.9%. This chart is very similar to the one we looked at per week, but now that orange line that represents December is at the top of the chart since this is the beginning stocks quarter for corn. The beginning supply of corn for 25-26 crop year at 18.6 billion bushels is 11.5% higher than the 24-25 beginning supply, and the September to November disappearance of 5.29 billion bushels is up 15.5% from the same period a year earlier. All right, now today's corn stock estimates is technically within the range since there is a blue dot just above the NAS estimate. I know it's kind of hard to see, but there is a blue dot behind the red square, but it is higher than most were expecting. All right, moving on to December soybean stocks, which like corn represents the beginning stocks quarter of the marketing year. As of December 1st, total stocks are estimated at 3.29 billion bushels. That is up 6.1% from the same time last year. On-farm stocks are up 2.3% from the previous December, while all-farm stocks are up 9.9%. Now, the beginning supply of soybeans for 25-26 at 4.59 billion bushels is down 2.8% from the prior season. The September to November disappearance of 1.3 billion bushels is down 19.8% from the same period in 2020. All right, now today's soybean stock estimate should not be a surprise since it falls within the range of expectations. Now, we also released our December rice stocks report today, which shows December 1 rough rice stocks totaling nearly 137 million hundredweight. That is down 2.5% from December 2024. On-farm stocks are down 8.9% from the previous December, while all-farm stocks are up 0.2%. Now, the beginning supply of rice for 25-26 at 251 million hundredweight is down 1.6% compared with the previous season. The August to November disappearance of 114.6 million hundredweight is down 0.6% from the same period a year earlier. All right, next we'll look at the December 1 hay stock estimates. Now, as a reminder, each year NAS publishes hay stock estimates as of December 1st and May 1st. The December 1 hay stocks are estimated at 81.7 million tons. That's up 0.2% from the December 2024 estimate. Disappearance from May 1st, 2025 through December 1st, 2025 totaled 65.5 million tons. That is up 6% from the same period year earlier. Now, quickly, this map just highlights the December 2025 hay stocks by state compared to the same time in 2024. We'll note a record low December 1 hay stocks was estimated in Rhode Island.
What about wheat planting?
Planted acreage is estimated at nearly 33 million acres. That is down 0.5% or 163,000 acres from 2025. And this would be the lowest planted area since 2020. Now, looking at U.S. Winter wheat planted acres graphically across the past 10 years, you can see how this year's planted estimate compares historically. Now, our first forecast of harvested acreage will be published in May. All right, this map shows the year-over-year changes in winter wheat planted acres. Now, as you can see, most states are down from 2025, but we do see increases in the southern plains as well as a few other areas of the U.S. Now, I will point out that both California and Nebraska are estimating record low winter wheat acres in 2026. Now, comparing today's winter wheat planted estimate to industry expectations, you can see that it is within the range, but higher than most had anticipated.
It's Agriculture Today.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever, because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
This is Agriculture Today.
I want all of you to remember, it's okay not to be okay, but it is not okay not to talk about it.
Sippy Duvall, President, American Farm Bureau Federation in Anaheim for AFBF's annual convention.
When tough times come, we must remember that we can always come back stronger. Farmers and Farm Bureau have survived the years, the decades, and the centuries thanks to the imagination and innovation of men and women just like you in this room. Can you imagine what is next on the horizon for your farm and for agriculture? What an opportunity we have to imagine the possibilities and grow a brighter future. With growth comes responsibility to set an example, to lead. It's important that every farmer, take his seat at the table in Farm Bureau. That is why we must develop young leaders and give them the tools and opportunities that they need. Getting involved was one of the best decisions that I made as a young farmer. And I could not have imagined the growth that I was going to experience as a farmer and as a leader. If we're going to ensure our farms and our federation can continue to grow in the future, we need to invest in tomorrow's leaders today. Farm Bureau Leadership Development Programs are just doing that, growing leaders and strong advocates for agriculture. Our Y&R program is giving young and beginning farmers a place to grow, learning from their peers, and leading agriculture forward. Our Women's Leadership Committee is expanding their advocacy training for our women leaders, who make up more than 36% of today's farmers and ranchers. And the Women's Leadership Committee has some exciting plans to recognize the International Year of the Woman Farmer. Our Promotion and Engagement Committee, now more than a decade old, is blasting through barriers in places like New York City and across our country with consumers. That work is so important, especially with an increased interest in food ingredients and how food is grown. The rise of the MAHA, or Make America Healthy movement, presents an opportunity and a real mandate to engage with administration and lawmakers and consumers. We all want to see a healthier outcomes for our families and our communities, but we need leaders that make decisions that are grounded in science. At Farm Bureau, it's our responsibility to explain what farmers are doing every day to grow safe, healthy food supply. And boy, did we go to work. We went into overdrive to tell the story of our farmers across the country are doing this amazing work to produce safe food and care for our land. Now, the buzzword used to be sustainability. Now it's regenerative agriculture. Regenerative, sustainable. They're just words. Words that describe practices that many of our farmers have been using for decades to grow more with less and protect our soil. Conservation efforts are a continuous journey. And that journey looks different depending upon the region, the soil type, or the crop. But one thing remains the same, and that's our commitment to the land.
It's Agriculture Today.
When it comes to ag chemical application, make sure your equipment delivers. For years, growers and custom commercial applicators alike have depended on Wiley sprayers and Case IH application equipment from Wiley Implement and Spray Center. Wiley offers new and used self-propelled sprayers, as well as our own line of pull-type sprayers for any size operation. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much.
Speaking in Anaheim at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting, Chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman.
We're kind of the tip of the spear, but we simply can't get things done without the grassroots. Nobody does a better job than you do. You're tremendously respected. You're not only active in Farm Bureau, but many of you are leaders in all of the different commodity groups, whether it's specialty or poultry or whatever, in your different organizations. Agriculture can do a tremendous amount, and because of your help, we've done that. I was in North Dakota with Senator Hovind at a round table, and a lady looked at me and said, "Senator, we need more farm in the farm bill." And because of your help, we've been able to do that. We're going to get even more farm in the farm bill, which I think is very, very important. I would encourage you to continue to build your coalitions. We can argue about little things in the future. Right now, ag has to stick together. A good example of that would be last year when we were working really hard to get the $10 billion in aid and the $21 billion in disaster relief. $31 billion or so is a tremendous amount of money. You all came up. Agriculture came up. Made your case to Congress. We worked hard. One of the deciding factors were the community bankers. The lenders across the board came up and said, you know, instead of criticizing each other and worried about, you know, this and that, their message was farmers need help. And that was a big help in getting us again with the coalition. So we're committed to helping you any way we can. But thank you. The progress that we've been able to do in large part has been because of you and the rest of agriculture working so, so very hard to educate your members about the importance, as Marco Rubio told me, punched me as we were in a meeting, food security is national security. We got a great story to tell. We just need to continue to tell it. And in the process, get additional aid as we go forward in the next few weeks.
Ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee for Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar.
I went on an 8-farm tour along the Canadian border, and I found myself late at night eating someone's homemade cheese, dairy cheese, and it was and also cattle were there. It was unbelievable, but they had there, it was hunting season, Angie, and they had this nice buffet underneath the deer carcasses that were hanging in the barn, and it was one of the most memorable visits I've had. So I think some of this is getting some of the members, congressional members, legislators, governors, out and inviting them and not letting politics get in the way, right? There are things so much bigger than what divides us right now, right? And courage and getting things done is about standing with people you don't always agree with for the betterment of your country and the betterment of rural areas right now. And on the Democratic side, I always have to find all kinds of ways to bring people in to our ag coalition. Sometimes it's some of the CRP, the conservation programs. Sometimes it's nutrition programs and the like. And just keeping your eyes open to those things, I think, is really important. And then last thing, you know, if you're really hard up, just throw in some of those Farm Bureau dogs of the year. Goose, Max. I will never forget when I was the DA, we'd have to give our budget presentation to the county board. I'd have every figure, number, everything. And the sheriff would get up and he'd just show the sheriff's dogs. And they'd all go, whatever you need, you know, whatever you need. But thank you for caring about our country, because food, people have to understand, food does not magically show up on people's plates. You make it and you produce it, and let's have your backs.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
with Agriculture Today. Here's Tony St. James.
A couple highlights, some things just to note here.
Dr. Mark Jackanowski is chairman of USDA's World Ag Outlook Board. On Monday, following the release of the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates report.
Obviously, you saw the last speaker, a lot of information we got this morning, all of which is being incorporated into today's discussion, into the balance sheets for the domestic balance sheets. Also, a lot going on internationally, but one area that we're going to highlight a bit today is Brazil. Soybean production in particular set to hit a new record high there. So let's start out with wheat production. Global wheat production up this month, 4.4 million tons, led by a big increase in Argentina. That crop is about 90% harvested now. Record yields, that'll be record production. And that record is up about 24% from the previous record. So it's really a massive crop there. Ideal growing conditions and high record yields. The other countries, Turkey, that's down a million tons. That's just based on some post-reporting. We also raised Russia's wheat production forecast, 2 million tons. That is based off of Rostat data, so data from Russia. And China, a small change there based on information recently released by China's National Statistics, NBS. Global balance sheet. We talked about production up, total supplies up 4.3 million tons. Then on the use side, feed use raised 200,000 tons. That is mainly higher feed use in Russia, Argentina, and Ukraine. And then global wheat trade, we raised 1.1 million tons. That is mainly higher exports out of Argentina, reflecting that big crop there. And also higher exports from Kazakhstan. On the other hand, that more than offsets lower exports out of Ukraine and the EU. Ukraine's exports were lowered in particular based on slow pace of shipments and conflict, Black Sea conflict impeding some of the shipments there. So with their lower exports, that's why we're also anticipating higher feed use in Ukraine. And finally, global ending stocks up 3.4 million tons. That is mainly in Argentina, again, reflecting the large crop there. And Russia, we're looking at record levels of wheat stocks in Russia. So now moving on to the U.S. balance sheet. Beginning stocks up a little bit. That's just based on the stocks report information we got this morning, June 1 stocks revision there. Leading to that small increase in total supply, just 4 million bushels. Feed and residual use reduced 20 million bushels. That's, again, based on implied disappearance from the stocks report. And we're left then, adding up the different sides of the balance sheet there, we're left with ending stocks up 25 million bushels. So and with both U.S. and global ending stocks raised this month, that is consistent with weaker prices. We lowered the season average market price 10 cents per bushel, and we've got about 70% of that crop marketed as of now.
It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is Agriculture Today.
We operate at a time in our business because of low inventories of cows and more genetic tools in our toolbox than ever before to use in selection and to guide mating decisions than we've ever had.
Dr. Mark Johnson, Oklahoma State Extension Beef Breeding Specialist on the next generation of cattle.
We are literally historically unprecedented in our capability to make the next generation of cows more efficient, a better fit to our production environment, be able to produce more pounds of beef per acre of pasture, and cows that serve as the production factory to create those market-topping calves. We can use EPDs, DNA testing, and assess the breeding value or the additive genetic potential of animals that have got more strength relative to the traits we want to improve and use in a selection program. We can design crossbreeding systems and make mating decisions to capitalize and create gene combination value and hybrid vigor. Reproductive traits can improve immensely from crossbreeding systems. Depending on when we're going to market calves, what our objectives and intent are for the set of calves we create, it should guide and inform those selection and mating decisions. Couple other things from the genetic side. I encourage producers this time of year, as we look ahead to bull buying season in the future, take a look at the performance metrics in your cow herd. They should inform you as to how efficient your business model is. What is the mature weight of your 4 to 7 year old cows? What is the weaning weight of the calves you're taking off of them? What is your percent calf crop weaned? Take a look at all those things and let it guide you relative to where selection pressure should be applied to make the generation better. And while we've tackled these topics more from a genetics and animal breeding standpoint, a couple final questions to ponder. If you have invested a breeding program into post-weaning gain and growth and carcass merit, but you typically sell your calves at weaning, ask yourself a few questions. Is it practical for you to retain ownership of those calves? Are you doing everything you can to document the genetic potential of those calves? Maybe it's a genetic merit scorecard. Maybe it's documenting the sires that they're out of to capture the full value of those calves from that next potential owner that's going to benefit from those genetics. The other part also pertains to management that you can control. If you've got a good vaccination protocol, if you are weaning calves for 45 days and backgrounding them before you routinely sell at weaning, are you actually documenting that good management so you capture the full value of it?
Finally, Delaware producer Steve Breeding from Farm Bureau's annual meeting.
I was kind of known as a sheep guy around here. Fire went from north to south and it blew that way and it went straight down the house. Lost all of our sheep literally a week before we start lambing. And I was really in a bad place. There were plenty of people within Farm Bureau that said, hey, we're here to help. You do it on your own terms, but just know that we're here. Being the County Farm Bureau president, I had one of my members call and say, hey, are we having a meeting or not? And I said, no, if you guys want to have your meeting, but I'm not going to be there. He said, if we're going to have a meeting, we're going to be out there and help you clean up. He said, you need help. And it wasn't even about the physical help. It was more about being able to call somebody, not being able to sleep, and send a text message, hey, are you awake? Can we talk? I happened to notice this farm state of mind piece of paper, and I picked up my cell phone, and I made a phone call, and that's the best phone call in my life. I'm glad that I'm still here, so don't do something permanent over a temporary situation. We all need a little bit of help. If you take nothing else from my story, don't be ashamed of it. Just please go ask for help.
It's Agriculture Today.
You hear that? That's the sound of forever. Because there's nowhere else you'd rather spend forever than on land like this. Tending a herd, growing crops, raising a family. At Capital Farm Credit, we thrive at helping the next generation of farmers and ranchers like yourself by providing advice, products, and opportunities to help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.